everyone, this is Jonathan Bowen with episode 54 of Magnify Him Together podcasts. This week we have a special podcast where we're going to talk about the coronavirus and the medical evidence of Bible truth. We are not going to talk about archaeology this week, but about God's wisdom and laws he put in place to protect his people thousands of years ago. Also, we want to talk about how we should act at a time like this. Well, let's turn to the Bible first. In Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, God told his people, "If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee." Now, the current COVID-19 crisis is a perfect example of how the laws of God could prevent such a disaster. Coronavirus, which causes COVID-19, is a disease in animals. It is believed the coronavirus made the jump from animals to humans due to people eating exotic animals. Well, God in his wisdom laid out laws for animals that could be eaten and animals that should not be. Exotic animals would fall under the list of things that were prohibited. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 7, "Nevertheless, these ye shall not eat of them that chew the cud, or of them that divide the cloven hoof, as a camel, the hare, the coney, for they chew the cud, but divide not the hoof, therefore they are unclean to you, and the swine, because it divideth the hoof, yet cheweth not the cud. It is unclean to you. You shall not eat of their flesh, nor touch their dead carcass." Well, added to this list in the next few verses are anything in the waters without fins and scales. Birds of prey were prohibited, as were bats. Well, had mankind given the slightest heed to this, the COVID-19 outbreak would not have happened at all. The second thing God put in place was the laws of quarantine. Quarantine was not something invented by governments today in response to the coronavirus. It was put in place by God in the law of Moses. We actually read about it in Numbers chapter 5, verses 2 to 4. "Command the children of Israel that they put out of the camp every leper, everyone that hath an issue, everyone who is defiled by the dead, both male and female you shall put out, without the camp shall ye put them, that they defile not their camps, in the midst whereof I dwell." And the children of Israel did so, and put them out without the camp, as the Lord spake to Moses, so did the children of Israel. So under God's law, if someone had a contagious disease, they were put without the camp, or as we would call it today, put into quarantine and separated from people. The point was that they would not defile their camps, in the midst whereof God says, I dwell. Now, if this had been practiced at the very beginning of this outbreak, we would not have seen a global pandemic that we see today. It took mankind a while to practice this, and so the spread has been wide and far. And also today, the luxury of international travel has helped spread the disease quickly too. So don't be too distressed if your local government is locking down people's activities. They're actually following the principles of the law of Moses, even if they don't really realize it, or certainly don't want to admit it. It's amazing that God had it right thousands of years ago, long before modern medical science. Now, you might be feeling afraid of what is happening. And that's natural. It is scary, especially if you're seeing the news of what is happening in other countries. It is possible we could even get coronavirus, but we have to remember that God is in control. We need to remember the assurance we have from our Heavenly Father that we read about in Psalm 34, verses 6 to 8. We read, "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard it and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around them that fear him and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." Prayer is a great defense in times like this. If we cry to Yahweh, he will deliver us out of all our troubles. You might be wondering if God will actually hear your prayers. Well, let's hear what Gabriel said to Daniel in Daniel chapter 10, verse 12. We read there, "Then he said unto me, Fear not, Daniel. For from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. So there's an order to what Gabriel says. First of all, we have to set our heart to understand. Try and find out what God wants us to do. And you can start figuring it out, what you need to do to get baptized, long before. It might be a while off, but you can start learning what God wants from us. Books like Preparing for Baptism and The Christadelphian Instructor can help us figure this out. We also have to chasten ourselves, Gabriel says, which means to be occupied or busy with what God wants us to do. It isn't just learning, but doing what we learn. Then we read, our words will be heard, and God sends his angels to help us. Which brings us to a question. What are we busying ourselves with these days? Schools are cancelled, sports are cancelled, many ecclesial functions are cancelled. So what are we doing with our time? This can be a great time for us to organize our lives, set new priorities, and begin some great habits. Bible readings are a great family time. If your family's gotten away from doing them, it might be a good time to suggest to mom and dad to start them again. This is how God writes his word on our hearts, by us listening to what he has to say. Maybe it's a great time to start working on some great Bible marking that can help you when you are talking with friends. What do you believe? Can you prove it? Attached to this week's podcast is a Bible marking project on the promises to Abraham that you could work away at. We can also exercise our imaginations. Many of us like to read, and now may be a perfect time to dive into some great books. There are several easy-to-read books that you may be able to get your hands on. I read all of these when I was a preteen or a teenager. The first is The Man David by Harry Tennant, a great story about the life of David, which of course begins when he was a young man. Then there's The Life of Christ by Melva Purkis. Again, it's a fantastic book. It begins when the Lord was young, and the chapters are small and easy to read through. Then we have two more, The Protesters or The Brethren of Christ, which are exciting stories about people who lived the truth in a very difficult time when there were many challenges. They really help us understand the lives of people in the Bible and of believers who lived in very different times to ours. Some fictional books that are also very engaging and paint a great picture of what the world was like at the time of John the Baptist and Jesus and the apostles are the series by Sister S.G. Knight called A Time to Hear, A Time to See, A Time to Act, and A Time to Strive. They're great books that really help you in your imagination go right back to that time period. And then when you're doing the readings, you have a great idea of some of the things that are talked about. You can picture them in your mind's eye. Now, there's also a fantastic series by Anna Tikva, and you can even get these ones online. These are books about young people in our time who are looking for the truth and going through life struggles. There is A Search for Life, Who Are You Looking For?, Invitation Forever, 11 Weeks, all of them fantastic and exciting books that are gripping and go through how somebody discovers the truth and then struggles with some of the things that they had to deal with when they were coming into the truth and getting baptized and trying to figure out how to deal with their friends and family. Great stories for us to look at, with some really challenging lessons for us that help us examine our lives as well. Now, you cannot spend all your time reading, so why not sort out your life? Spring clean your room. Why not create a space for you to do some Bible marking? As you grow up, you'll probably want a desk space. You can organize your books and toys and maybe put some of them away to make room for some more challenging materials. Also, ask mom and dad if there is a project you can work on, like cleaning out the hall cupboard or the workroom. That way, when we can get around a little bit more, you won't have all these jobs piled up that you have to do. Learn to cook or bake. When I was a teenager, my mom taught me how to make a few basic meals so that I could fend for myself one day. And now's a great time to learn. And who knows, you could even prepare a meal for your whole family. Now, what we shouldn't be doing is blowing our brains out with movies and computer games. It's a great temptation to do nothing useful at a time like this. However, we want to get closer to God and not farther away. God is trying to write his character on your mind, and it's hard to do this if you are constantly filling it with ungodly things. We're not just here to pass the time, but to use it. Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 16, "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but wise, making the best use of your time, because the days are evil." So whatever we do, make good use of our time, because around us is not a very good time. And so we have to make sure that we're ready when the Lord comes. So good old-fashioned games are also great, where you play with your family and your friends around the table. And don't forget, this is an exciting time. The world can be a draw for all of us, getting us wrapped up in its activities, whether they're sports or music or schoolwork or entertainment or whatever it might be. Through this crisis, we are being forced to stop and consider, just like Haggai told the people of Israel in times gone by, in Haggai 1 verse 5. "Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." Well, we need to consider what we are doing with the precious life God has given us, and understand that the kingdom is coming very soon. Have we been spending all our time on things that really don't matter? Have we been too busy to fit God into our lives? And sometimes we live as though things will just go on this way forever. And that's a danger that the Apostle Peter warns us of in 2 Peter 3, verses 3 to 4, where he says, "Knowing the time, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation." And you know what? That can become our attitude sometimes. Put off any responsibility to God. Things are just going to keep on going and going and going, just like they have done since the very beginning of the world. Well, Peter goes on to warn that this is just the way it was before the flood came. Nobody believed it would change, but the flood came and took them all away, except for Noah and his faithful family in that ark. Well, it could be at a time like this, when the world is completely distracted, that the Lord sends his angels to gather his saints to him. Just like when God called out of Egypt, everybody left together. The parents, the grandparents, teenagers, children, absolutely everyone. It will be the same when the Lord calls us, his saints, together. Nobody's going to be left behind at all. So what a wonderful time that will be too. We just read in our readings the other day about the power the disciples were given in Luke chapter 10, verses 8 and 9, where they were told, "Into whatsoever city you enter, and they received you, eat such things as they set before you, and heal the sick that are therein, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come nigh to you." Can you imagine how incredible it will be to be able to go into a hospital and just heal everybody and send them home? That is what the kingdom is going to be like. So as we have this little opportunity, the whole world has sort of been put on pause for a little bit of time. Let us really consider what we're doing with our lives, what we want to be about, what manner of people we ought to be. Think about where we want to go. Do we want to go to the kingdom? Is that who we want to be? Do we want to have that power to go in and empty a hospital of sick people? And if so, let us pray for it, and let us get ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening. Please join in again next Monday for another episode of Magnify Him Together podcast, when we will consider more evidence of the Bible truth and take a look once again at archaeology and the Bible.